Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And today is Pet Tax Tuesday, as always. So throughout the video, we're going to be showcasing some of our furry friends that you sent to me at Mark Narrations on Twitter. If you would like yours shown, send it to me with a hashtag Pet Tax Tuesday. And with that being said, let's crack on with today's first story. And today's first story comes from a throwaway account which asks, am I the arsehole for making my girlfriend leave the country? Which does come with an update. This is my first time posting on Reddit, so forgive any errors or if the format is weird. I also can't give too many details as my girlfriend and a lot of close friends are avid Redditors. I, 28 male, have been dating my girlfriend, 27 female, for 5 years. We met in college when she was an international student. She started working after graduating while I am doing a master's. Her company was sponsoring her visa until they got bought out and she got laid off. She was given a limited time to find a new employer to sponsor her a new visa, and it really stressed her out. She was applying to jobs every day and did a lot of interviews, but unfortunately wasn't able to get an offer. She really wanted to stay since she loves her place and I would still be here in the country. While I was out with a buddy, he suggested that I sponsor a visa since we've been in a relationship for quite some time. I love her and didn't want to see her so stressed out, so I told her about the idea. She was hesitant at first. She said she didn't want me to think that she was with me so I could be her way to a permanent residence / citizenship to the country. I wanted her to stay and I wanted to do it. We consulted an immigration consultant and decided to do the paperwork on our own. She was the one who mostly looked into the stuff we needed to prepare. She still applied for jobs, but not as urgently as she used to. It took a while since we never really had anything joint. We lived together and just split the bills on our own. She had enough saved up to be okay for a while. I had to fill out some paperwork to be a sponsor and I felt uneasy about it. I did want her to stay, but it felt like it was too much. Eventually, she was done with her part and all that was left was mine. I finally told her I didn't want to go through with it. She was very upset and asked why. I told her that I suggested the idea because I didn't want to see her stressed out all the time, and that I eventually realized that I shouldn't have to be responsible for her. We had a long talk where I told her that I still want to be in a relationship with her, but I don't want to be forced to be responsible for her. She said she felt very hurt by what I said. Things changed and she didn't really talk to me after. She kept applying for jobs and attending interviews, but eventually her visa expired. Before she left, I told her I love her and that I would really want her to come back. However, she told me that she sees me differently after the things I told her. It has been a few weeks since I left. I miss her cooking, her presence, and being able to spend time with her. I still want a future with her. However, our close friends have been telling me that I was an arsehole. I disagree and I think they are biased. So here I am asking what Reddit thinks. Am I the arsehole? Now, I'm not sure how the visa process and residence and citizenship works in most countries, but to me, from what I'm seeing here, you was with someone for 5 years, someone that, you know, pretty serious relationship, I think. You told her that you loved her and didn't want to see her stressed, and that's why you offered to you know, sponsor her here. And she was the one who was hesitant at first about it. And you insisted that you wanted to stay and you wanted to do it. And then she went on to deal with the majority of the paperwork that was needed to be prepared. And then after all this was done, you done like a big 180 and said, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And then you went on to the last paragraph as well. You went, I miss her cooking and her presence. Oh, God. Yes, I think you are going to be the arsehole to me. Because although she was the hesitant one, you convinced her that you wanted to go through with this and then backed out, and it felt like it was like last minute as well. But we're going to cover the edit and an update in a moment, but use Mark says not the asshole for not wanting to make the commitment. But you need to accept that your relationship is over. You're 28 years old and have been together for 5 years. That is plenty of time to know if this is someone you want to spend your life with, so obviously you have some doubts you weren't able to get over. Allow her to move on and stop messing with her life. Meanest Goose says you're the asshole and single now. By the way, your friends are all wondering how long it will be until you epically screw them over too. 5 years. Do us all a favor and don't get married ever. B in Boogie says you're the asshole. So selfish. You tell her what you think she wants to hear and then say, just kidding, never mind all that. If it was all too much, you should have been honest from the get and never said anything. So emotionally immature. Phoenix says you're the asshole. It's not an issue of whether or not you wanted to be responsible for her. It's the fact that you literally backed out on her last minute. You were the one that brought up sponsoring her visa. You led her on. Then after she finishes her part, you back out and decide you can't do it anymore. That makes you the asshole. You should have come clean to her as soon as you realized that this wasn't what you wanted to do. Meh, whatever says, and quotes, I just don't want to be forced to be responsible for her, then says, bruh, what does this even mean? Do you think she becomes your pet once the process is done? Do you think you become her owner, and you might forget to feed her or something? Please explain to me, because I don't get it at all. I mean, no matter what weak excuse you give me, you'll still be the asshole. Telling her you'll do something and tricking her into thinking she doesn't need to find a job, and then telling her last minute, surprise, I lied, means you're an asshole no matter what. But I just want to know what it is exactly you think happens when you become her sponsor. You're the asshole. And one more from Ari Griffin, who says, change to you're the asshole from no one's an asshole here. You were not ready for a lifelong commitment, and sponsoring someone for citizenship is a major commitment, basically a guarantee of future marriage. You weren't ready, and she was, and it's perfectly normal for someone to leave a relationship if, after 5 years, their partner is not ready for a serious commitment. If I dated a guy for 5 years and he hadn't proposed, I'd leave him. I probably would give him 3 years at most, with a serious talk about the future at 1 year, because that's what I'm looking for in a relationship. If he's not looking for the same thing, we should not be together. I'm not going to stay hoping he changes what he wants out of a relationship. You're not wrong to not want to commit, but you may be wrong for her, and she clearly wants commitment, and you are not on the same page at all, not having had any conversations about the future or how serious you were after 5 years. Well, actually, you are the asshole a bit here, because you did talk about this and you suggested the commitment. You basically proposed to her and then left her at the altar and said, but I still love you. You should totally not see our relationship any differently. It was your idea. You proposed the commitment, then you backed out at the last minute. That is going to affect the relationship in a massive way, and it is your fault for not thinking it through and actually being ready before proposing something similar to marriage. Yes, it is a very big commitment. That's why you don't propose on a whim. You may very well have been able to have a LDR and get back on a fiancé visa when you were both ready. If you'd been honest with yourself and her instead of effectively proposing when you weren't ready. So, the edit said, I've read through a lot of comments and everyone seems to think I'm the asshole here. So those asking what my responsibilities would be. I would have to be financially responsible for her for 3 years. If she gets any government assistance or social welfare, I would have to pay it back. I also can't sponsor anyone else until the 3 years have passed. Also, I listed what I missed about her in no particular order. I listed that I missed her cooking first, but it doesn't mean I don't miss her. To the people who said I'm probably an immigrant too. What does that have to do with anything? My parents have moved to where we are now, so here I am. I still stand by what I said. No one I know has to do anything like this. It just doesn't feel normal. I would want to eventually have a home with her, but I don't think anyone should have to be responsible for another person's decisions or their circumstances. It's just gaslighting if you convince someone that they should be. I don't know if anyone will see this edit since it's been a few days. I have updates, so I'll probably do a separate post about it when I have time. And of course, the update said, I couldn't reply to everyone who commented on my last post, and there were many people who DM'd me, including asking for an update. The general consensus was that I am the asshole. I will just address a lot of things here, including what happened after my first post. Update. I talked to her over the weekend. She didn't have time to sell her car before leaving, so she contacted me saying she did some paperwork to transfer the car to me. I do understand that she felt hurt, so I told her that I would buy her a plane ticket to go see her. She had never once went back to her home country after moving away, so I never visited her home country. I wanted to show that I am very serious about her and I am still committed, so I wanted to fly over to visit and talk things out. She immediately turned me down, saying that flight tickets are expensive and that I still have work. I begged her to let me, and she eventually said she couldn't forget the stuff that happened and that she couldn't come back from it. I explained my side again and that while I understand that she is hurt, I shouldn't be forced to take responsibility for her and that I hoped she would be understanding of that. The conversation was long. She said she could never trust me again. She said I never saw a future with her from the start and that I abandoned her. She said it wasn't just about the sponsorship, but it played a big part in it. In the end, she told me that she still loved me, but she doesn't think we should be together. To clarify a couple of things, yes, no one I know has to do anything like this. No one I know has to make the decision of whether or not to sponsor a visa. I don't think it's fair for anyone to have to take on this much responsibility, and saying that they should feels like gaslighting. Relationships shouldn't be this hard, and having to do something like that doesn't feel normal. For those who call me an arsehole, how many of you actually have to make a decision like I did? How many of you would actually go through with sponsoring a partner's visa? I never understand the posts like this, you know, they come onto am I the arsehole, they ask the question, am I the arsehole, for such and such. They get an answer they don't like and then go, hey, you can't tell me what to do. It's just like, why ask in the first place, unless you're just looking for that validation. And I can't blame the girlfriend in this particular situation for feeling the way she does. And it's a way that I look at a lot of these stories and a lot of these posts when there's a betrayal of trust in there. How can you look at that person differently again? I would certainly find it hard, if not impossible, to do so. But what about you guys? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Story. And our next story comes from Fuzzy Pen, who says, am I the asshole for telling a guy what I do for work and letting him pay for my drinks during the whole evening? Twitch later OP corrected that title. It says, am I the asshole for not telling a guy what I do for work and letting him pay for my drinks during the whole evening? My friend Grace invited me to a board game bar to play and have drinks with her, her boyfriend and one of their friends, Nick. We went to get drinks in pairs. Grace was going with her boyfriend. Meanwhile, Nick and I stayed at the table and vice versa. So Nick and I had plenty of time to talk, just the two of us. Nick started the night by telling about his recent career change. He decided to quit his previous job, go to a coding bootcamp, and he got a job as a developer 1 or 2 months ago. He was very proud of himself and his new salary and told me this multiple times. He never asked me what I do for work, but talked about his new job quite a lot, occasionally saying, sorry, you don't understand that, lol, during the entire evening. I never told him I had been working as a software engineer for the past 4 years, because he never asked and honestly, I found it a bit entertaining. When it came to the drinks, he invited me to every single one. Don't worry about it, it's not a problem with my developer salary. I told him multiple times he doesn't have to pay for me, but he insisted. At the end of the night, when we were saying our goodbyes, he took out his phone to send me a friend request on Facebook. My job is listed in my profile, so that was when he realized that I'm a software engineer. He asked me if that's true, that I'm a software engineer, and I answered yes. He asked me why haven't I told him? Why did I let him believe I was a cashier like Grace used to be? I never implied that, and why did I let him pay for everything when I probably earned more than him?
I told him that he never once asked, and it was his fault, he assumed.
He could have simply asked me about my job, but he only wanted to brag about his. But if he wants me to, I can pay him back for the drinks. He was angry and said I made a fool out of him. I think he did that, not me. But now Grace and her boyfriend are on his side too, saying that it would have cost me nothing to tell him early in the evening, and I only kept it for myself, for my own entertainment. Well, I did find it entertaining, but I don't really feel like I did anything wrong. Am I the arsehole?
And we're going to start straight away with Yikes, who says, "You're the arsehole. Conversations work both ways." And when he told you about his job, your natural response should have been to say that you worked in the same field. The fact that you found the whole thing a bit entertaining makes you a complete arsehole. You were laughing at him behind his back and taking advantage of his generosity. Speak Louder, Please says, "Everyone sucks here. Going against the grain here. Sure, he's bragging and sounds annoying, but just because he's an arsehole and being annoying doesn't mean you weren't or gives you the right to treat him poorly. If this was some random dude, I'd defend you a little more, but saying you kept up with the whole thing for amusement is kind of a jerk move and not the way I'd treat someone who is a friend of a friend. Sounds like he was misinformed about you, and you never quickly corrected him. Considering he's a friend of a friend, I would try to give him the benefit of the doubt if I were in your shoes. Like, sure, technically, he never asked you for your job, but you seem to purposely egg him on. It's normal, decent behavior when in a conversation to offer information, especially if this was sort of a date or just to hang out with someone who was vetted by a friend. His reaction after the fact was poor for sure as well. I guess I feel like you went out of your way to be an asshole to him just because you felt like he was being a jerk, so everyone sucks here. The tipping point for me is that he is a friend of a friend." Laugh, he says, and quotes, "He never asked me what I do for work, but talked about his new job quite a lot. Occasionally saying, 'Sorry, you don't understand that, lol.' Then says, 'This right here, not the arsehole.'" Astra replies that saying, "Poor OP was in a no-win situation. Shut up and listen to him brag, or say she's a software engineer with 4 years experience and be accused of either emasculating him, downplaying his accomplishments, or having sex with the bosses to get her position." Aggressive Fudge says, "Nick was bragging, you played along with it. It probably never occurred to him that women can be software engineers. It was probably quite entertaining, although you probably wouldn't want him as a boyfriend. Not the arsehole." And one more from Aradane, who says, "Not the arsehole, you didn't ask him to pay for your drinks, and you did tell him he didn't have to. He insisted. He was sexist in assuming that you didn't have a job that would leave you comfortable, especially comfortable enough to buy your own drinks. He was bragging and showing off, only to learn he was making a fool of himself." Now, I turn this one to you guys. How do you feel about this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. Now, the next story comes from a throwaway account who says, "Am I the arsehole for telling my girlfriend? I'll keep honoring my best friend's dying wish, even if it makes her uncomfortable. My late best friend and I knew each other since we were little. We were next door neighbours and always played together. We even went to the same kindergarten, primary school and middle slash high school together. One day during our sophomore year, we started talking about how most of our classmates had started dating. We obviously weren't okay with that and decided to get one up on all of them by getting married. As a joke, I made her a fake ring and she gave me her scrunchie. A few weeks later, a drunk driver hit her. She sustained multiple injuries and was in the ICU for 2 months. The doctor told her family that her survival chances are slim. In the only time I talked to her before she died, she made me promise to always visit her on our wedding anniversary and to wear a scrunchie during the visit. 4 years ago, when I started dating my girlfriend, I told her about it and asked if she was okay with it. She commented about how sweet and nice the tradition was and told me that she was perfectly fine with it. Today was the 10th anniversary, and I took the day off. Before my girlfriend went to work, she told me it's time to put this tradition to rest and move on because it was starting to get pathetic, that I would still wear a dead girl scrunchie to celebrate a fake marriage that we had 10 years ago. I was furious at her comments because she wasn't just a dead girl. She was my best friend and like a sister to me. We grew up and did everything together. I told my girlfriend a long time ago that we never had a sexual or romantic relationship and that our wedding was just a joke. It's not like I talk about her or keep her photos around the house or anything similar. The only times I've talked about her to my girlfriend is when I told her if she was okay with the tradition or if she asked me about her. When I told her that I keep honoring my best friend's dying wish, even if it made her uncomfortable, she left for work angry at me and hasn't come back home yet. Now, I've got to come out with this one straight away and say it's an absolute not the arsehole to me. I know many, many people, even myself, have my own traditions for loved ones. Not similar to OPs, but my own little things. And if someone was to tell me that I need to put whatever tradition or one of my friend's traditions to rest and it was starting to get pathetic, I would absolutely be furious with that. It just comes across to me as bloody rude and totally insensitive of the situation. I personally don't see the issue with this at all. And, you know, even if they did have an issue, and I'm not saying, you know, this is the right thing to do, but even if they did have an issue, you could have went about it a completely different way. There's no reason for you to go up to them and say, you know, it's pathetic that you still wear a dead girl scrunchie to celebrate a fake marriage that you had 10 years ago. There is no reason to say that at all, is there? But Amanda says, not the arsehole. But if she's been fine with it up until now, then maybe she's upset about something else. Like there's been a feeling that the relationship has fallen into complacency. So she lashed out as a display of showing you something else as being meaningful. Imaginary says not the arsehole and your girlfriend is being an absolute arsehole. Don't feel bad about honouring your friend how you want to honour her. Don't doubt how you feel at all. And if your girlfriend can't understand, then that's her problem. Hope the support of Reddit will help you realize that you have done nothing wrong. G-Web says, no one's an arsehole here, but don't be held hostage by a promise for a fake marriage. Even real marriages are to death do us part. Celebrate your friend's life the way you want in life because she is dead and does not care. So if your remembrance of her brings you joy, then find people that you can share in that joy with you. I do wonder though if your friend were able to see you in a conflict in a relationship over this, what would she want you to do? That's something only you can answer. I think you haven't talked through this with your girlfriend and there is obviously built up resentment and misunderstanding with her that discussion and conversation might fix. In the end, so what's important for yourself and communicate those expectations to your girlfriend and let the chips fall where they may. Extension ad says not the arsehole, there are valid reasons this might have suddenly started to make her more uncomfortable. You've been together for 4 years, and maybe the reality of you having another wedding anniversary, even if you were to get married, is hitting her. I don't know if you plan on getting married or if there's any tension around the subject, but I can see how her feelings could have changed. However, dealing with your discomfort by calling your partner pathetic is unacceptable in my opinion. It's such a demeaning term. Instead of communicating how she felt and exploring why she had started feeling that way, she jumped to the conclusion that you must be doing something wrong and therefore she should belittle you into stopping. Now, what do you guys feel about this situation? Do you have a different opinion on the matter? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time and pet tax, of course, it's always amazing to see. And if you'd like your pet featured on the next Pet Tax Tuesday, don't forget to message me at Mark Narrations over on Twitter. Send me your pet tax over there with a hashtag Pet Tax Tuesday so you're allowing me to use it as well. Thank you so, so much. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love to you.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.